Hello.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes.
Hey, it's Zach from Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir.
So, spoke with my manager and he said he assured me that we can get you that equipment. Now, is your wife part of the existing business or part owner of the existing business?
Yes. I mean,
Okay. I'm sorry?
not on the LLC, not on the M&M striping business. Okay. But she's the sole owner of the M&M Traffic Control LLC. But like I said, we don't have no bank statements that I can give you.
Okay. So what my manager and I were thinking is we could use her FICO score and then use the existing business, use the bank statements from that tax return to get the equipment for you, if that's sounds like something that you would want to try.
But it's like I said, and she's not related to that income at all. Okay,
Oh.
so she doesn't have no income that she can prove right now. Let me explain to you. She's been working on this for quite a while, okay? But so she's not open to the public, okay? And we don't have all the certifications for, that you have to have for the health department and all that. She's not charging for what she's doing. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So we're giving away every single cake, everything that she does is just a giveaway. So that way, there's nothing that the government will do that because we don't have
The proper
all the
things in place.
regulations exactly. So now we're ready to open all full and 100% on it because we feel comfortable now that when the stuff that we're doing it's gonna be just fine. So what we're gonna open up, it's going to be the full bakery, and then now we need the equipment to go ahead and open up a building, which is, the building in itself, everything. We're going to have the hoods, we're going to have a squasher, we're going to have a sinks, we're going to have, everything is going to be now on, on there, and it's going to be regulated or whatever. You have to have the permit for the health, the department, and all that stuff. So it is considered as a new business. And maybe that's why I'm having a little bit of trouble getting the approval. Okay?
Okay, yeah,
So.
absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay, so.
Let me go back and see if there's other options here, because that was the one thing that we came up with initially was if she was part of the existing striping business, then it would be
No,
not
she's
an
not. She's not.
So with the traffic control business, that's another entity, correct?
That's an entity there. The entity is an LLC. So now she's doing business as M&M Traffic Control, doing business as Delicake. So it's doing business as Delicake.
Okay.
So the registration for the DBA on the Delicake, it was done about 6 months ago. Okay.
Is M&M Traffic Control, are they making money? Is there a separate
No, they're not.
bank?
It's not producing any income.
Any
It's
income?
just a company that was opened. It was registered in 2011, just to have it as a back burner for more bonding or more, credibility, I guess. I don't know. We opened it up and we're doing all the traffic control under the striping company, so we was never a need for run anything under that
That makes sense.
LLC. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, it makes sense to me. You know what? Let me go back. Let me talk with my manager again and see if there are some other options for you, because I'd love to help you out. It sounds like you have a good thing going here. We'd
Yeah,
love
like I
to.
said, it's not unfortunately it's not easy because like I said, I already tried three different companies and they're coming out with something small or the amount, the pre-qualification is smaller than what I'm looking for, but they're giving me the explanation. Mr. Martinez, the only reason why it's like that is because it needs to be considered as a new business and you don't have no income, and yada yada. So they are honest. They're explaining to me, but maybe you have better pool, maybe you have a better way to do it, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, the other option that I'm thinking of is instead of going the equipment finance route is just doing the working capital route with you, just through the striping and bringing out cash that way to purchase those items
I
for
really don't want to do anything with the with the striping, because I know there's some stuff that might be coming out for me now on April.
Right.
Okay. Which I don't want to get tied up in something small like that, and then I'm not able to get in the big stuff that I'm going to need for my business. So let's per se, if I hit this job on April, and the bidding goes well for me, and I hit the jobs, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need a couple of $100,000, $300,000, and I don't want to have something that's going to, you know, avoid for me to get what I really need for my business. See what I'm saying? So I want to keep it separate, like I said. I can grab $22,000 today, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I have to come up with another 20 or 18 so I can complete the 40 that I need. So
yes.
I'm trying to avoid that. Okay.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to get one involved with the other, to be honest.
Okay, I understand. Because the other thing that I was thinking of, if we did working capital for you this month and we've already started the process, you know, when you go through that bidding process and you get that job, at that point, depending on the term of the program we get you in, we could actually refinance that, get you more money, and, you know, fix the terms from there. So it would just be an ongoing thing, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Like I said, I would like to keep it separate.
Keep it separate.
Why don't you ask me questions and figure out if you're going to be able to help me on this other deal. If not, we just don't know our feelings. We'll leave it alone, and then we might be able to knock on the door, or I might be knocking on the door on April for the other deal.
Okay. Let me get with my manager. Will you be around, you know, this afternoon?
I'll be around, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll put our heads together and see if we can come up with a solution for you, and I'll get back with you this afternoon.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.